Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for my strawberry letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: I love him, but I feel like we're stuck. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've known my husband for 7 years, and he is still saying that everything we have hoped for and stuff we dream about will happen soon. Meanwhile, he stopped being eager to look at new homes for us, even though I'm pregnant and his parents' old 3-bedroom house is too small for us. We hear a lot of commotion at night on our street, but he thinks that this area will be gentrified soon and will be instant millionaires if we wait to sell the house. I've been working hard and saving money. I got a second job to buy the essentials for our first child, and he always says it's a waste of money because the baby won't care how the room looks. It's a struggle to spend money to better myself or him. I buy what I want him to wear, and he will wear most of what I buy unless he thinks it was too expensive. After a year of marriage, he started penny pinching. We stopped taking vacations, and he cut up my American Express card. He said that's how marriage goes. He then started saying that I want to keep up with everyone I see on social media. And he's right. I do want to have a lavish lifestyle because we work hard and shouldn't have to accept less. I would like a new home close to better schools, and I want to get a small SUV since I'm having his baby. There is nothing wrong with doing better, and I keep telling him that he needs to change his mindset. I don't know why he snapped out after we got married, but we are stuck in the same lifestyle and that we had when we started dating. I hate to say it, but I regret marrying him sometimes. I was fly AF before I met my husband. How can I turn this hopeless marriage around?
What that mean, sir? Fly AF. What that mean, sir?
You know what it means. You don't know what that means for real?
What does it mean?
Okay.
What it means, sir?
I'll tell you off air.
Y'all know what it means.
Or I have to get someone that curses, and then I'll
fly AF. What is?
Fly as.
As.
All right. You know what it means. It's the same F as FAA.
F-A-F-O.
The FAA is the Federal Aviation Association.
Nailed it.
All right. So, you know what? You guys really couldn't be more unequally yoked at this point. I mean, you have nothing in common. You are right in the sense that there's nothing wrong with wanting to be better and elevate yourself in life. There's nothing wrong with that. Having a successful mindset is nothing wrong with that. But not if you can't afford it, okay? You don't like it, but your husband is right because he knows you're trying to live a lie right now. Not if you want to live way above your means. He's looking out for his family, it seems. He knows the baby is coming, and living an Instagram lifestyle, lifestyle should not be a role model for you. You have to get something that's more real. Only some of those people really live like that on Instagram. And those people who are balling out like that, you need to check their bank accounts, because for all you know, they could be living from paycheck to paycheck, okay? And pinching pennies like you say your husband is doing. And guess what? A lot of them really don't look like that on social media. It's smoke and mirrors. It's filters. We talk about that a lot on this show. You can get all kinds of apps and change your skin, your eyes, your body, all of that. So I just say to you, your husband is not wrong. He might have some communication issues and not know how to express his frustration to you. So you got to take that into consideration and concentrate on being a real person, flaws and all. Be authentically you. Don't let social media dictate to you how you should live. Be happy. Appreciate where you are. Be grateful without social media, because you and your husband have major life stuff going on right now. Life-changing things. You got a baby coming. You need to be a good example for your baby and not try to do what the people on social media do that you see. Steve?
I agree with you, Shirley, in some respects, but I also understand what this lady is saying. And this is a hard spot for her to be in. The title of the letter is, I love him, but I feel like we're stuck. Well, you've known your husband 7 years, and he's still saying that everything we have hoped for and stuff we dream about will happen soon. She says, meanwhile, he stopped being eager to look at new homes for us, even though I'm pregnant and we live at his parents' old three-bedroom house. When a person says he stopped being eager, what does that really mean? Because if he's saying we are going to have everything we hope for and stuff we dream about, it'll happen soon. But he stopped being eager, meaning he stopped. What this means is he has stopped making effort and he stopped making moves. Now we have a problem, because guess what? Faith without works is dead. And I think that's what we have here. A man that's saying everything gonna be all right. A man that's believing that everything gonna be all right, but a man that ain't doing nothing to make it right. That's what this letter is really about. Now, she's looking at stuff and not, she wants to move out the house because she says it's already too small for us. Then he said, she said, we have a lot of commotion going on that night on our street, but he thinks that this area will be gentrified soon and we'll be instant millionaires. Well, bruh, when a neighborhood is gentrified, that means they move out all the people that's in it to bring in new people.
All right, hang on, Steve, with that thought. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, I love him, but I feel like we're stuck. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I love him, but I feel like we're stuck.
Now, Shirley made some good points when she addressed the letter, because this woman is caught up in social media, which is all true what she said. But she has a double whammy of a problem, because she feels like they stuck. Y'all been married 7 years, and he's still saying everything we had hoped for and stuff we dream about gonna happen soon. Problem is, she says he stopped being eager to look at new homes and all this here, and he don't want to move, and you know, he thinking that if they stay in this house, gentrification is coming, and if they hold on, it'll be millionaires. Well, you know, here's the problem. Faith without works is dead. He still thinks they're going to have everything, but he's making no effort and no moves to make it happen. That's why the scripture says faith without works is dead. So you can want and hope all you want, but if you ain't willing to do nothing, what you want to happen? And that's where this woman is stuck at with him. Now, they're about to have this baby, and she want to go out and fix the room up. He said it's a waste of money because the baby don't care how the room look. Well, the baby might not, but she do. And she the mama, and she having the baby. She want to go in there and sit in the new crib and rocking chair and, you know, bassinet and have stuff for the baby that other babies have. You don't even want your baby to have nothing. So now you don't want nothing. You don't want your wife to quit wanting nothing, and now you don't want to get a baby a damn thing. Man, come on, man. And then he will wear most of what you buy unless he thinks it's too expensive. Now he just want cheap stuff. Man, what that white shirt cost? $40. You know you get a white shirt for $15? Okay, dog. All right, cool. After a year of marriage, he started penny pinching. We stopped taking vacations, and he cut up my American Express card. God, dog, man. He said, that's how marriage go. Nah, partner, that's how divorce go. He then started saying that I want to keep up with everybody I see on social media, and he's right. I do want to have a lavish lifestyle because we work hard and we shouldn't have to accept less. I would like a new home close to a better school, and I want to get a small SUV since I'm having his baby. There's nothing wrong with doing better. I keep telling him he needs to change his mindset. I don't know why he snapped out after we got married, but we are stuck in the same lifestyle, and we're stuck in the same lifestyle we had when we started dating. I hate to say it, this is the beginning of the end, but I regret marrying him sometime. God, dog, I done tied myself to this want nothing, do nothing ass man. God. I was fly deno.
What? Say what now?
That's what the letter. I was. Oh, no, it said. I'm sorry. It say I was fly AF.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had forgotten what it said. I was paraphrasing it. Yeah. I was fly deno. Before I met my husband, I done made this trick. Now I'm sitting up here looking like a damn Debbie Doughnob when I go to work. Now I'm sitting up in here with damn house coats on and wearing these moo moo ass dresses. I'm tired of going to work looking like I ought to be in the back making grits and stuff. I'm sick of this right here. I used to be fly as hell when I met you. I had everything. I was popping. I should have been married. You're sorry, and I'd have had to sell my purses and stuff. Hey, but don't worry though, baby, because Walmart got a new Birkin out. Walmart has a new Birkin out. You can make a comeback. Now, it ain't finna be the real one, but it looks just like it from what I understand.
It does.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you about this. I feel sorry for you. Your husband is in a place of he don't want nothing. See, some people's version is to cut back. Sometimes cutting back is necessary.
Yeah.
But how about if you make more? Now, the problem is if you've lived beyond your means. If you've lived beyond your means, then cutting back is necessary so you can get back within your means. So what you do make becomes more manageable and appears to be a plenty. But if what you have don't appear to be enough, you have two choices. You can cut back or you can make more. I don't think he's that type of man to go out and make more because he ain't finna do that. He done already cut your card up. Once they cut your American Express card up, you're not getting no damn new SUV. I can just tell you that right now. He don't give a damn what he wants. He'll paint the baby room, but the baby finna sleep in whatever bed that's in there. He gonna make a bed.
Because it's cheaper.
I don't know what he gonna do. But your baby ain't finna have a damn thing. I'm just gonna tell you that right now. You and the baby ain't finna have a damn thing. Leaving him is gonna put you a little bit further behind the eight ball for a while. So I think you all are gonna have to sit down, have some serious conversations. No, this ain't how marriage go. Marriage is a series of compromises, and it's a set of two people working together. So until y'all get on that page, you're not finna have a damn thing, and the baby not getting no new clothes.
All right, you can comment.
So who y'all know got a baby that can give y'all they clothes? That's
you can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.